This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Tan Cheng Han and Kusu Chuang, with the top business stories of the day. We begin with the issue of Lim Guan Eng as finance minister and both the substance and the tone of his messaging. And the recent one, of course, we're looking at the debt levels and in particular at 1MDB.
Yeah, and of course, the op-ed in question was written by Andy Mukherjee. I think he's a Reuters columnist, pointing out, I think quite rightly, or is it Bloomberg?
Bloomberg Gadfly,
right. Yeah. I think pointing out quite accurately that Guan Eng's, I guess the tonality of Guan Eng's statement emanating from the finance ministry was a little bit too jarring for financial markets to digest, because obviously, pointing out that Malaysia owes over R1 trillion in government debt combined, contingent as well as on-balance sheet items, without having a program to reduce that debt, was, I guess, a little bit misguided, because markets don't like uncertainty. And pointing out that someone's got a big hole in their pockets without any strategy yet to repair that hole was, damaging to the country.
Right, indeed. And keeping in mind that those comments from Lim Guan Eng came at a time when we have seen massive outflows, a heightened pace of outflows by foreign funds from the domestic equity space. You've got foreign holdings of Malaysian bonds also hitting a multi-month low as well, at least as of April, right? So, on one hand, he's got to balance out the domestic interests, right? What Malaysians are calling out for versus, what the foreign investing community wants to see,
Wants to hear, right? I mean, if the foreign investor community was swallowing hook, line, and sinker everything that the Najib administration said about the state of the economy, and now they've got a bit of a dose of reality, of course they're going to be in for a shock. I mean, you say, Chuang, that what Guan Eng did was damaging to the country. I'm sure I'm wondering if that was his intention. Was it the intention of this government to damage the economy?
No, the intention obviously was to to transpose transparency and disclosure, which I think is the right strategy, but to not have an accompanying statement in terms of how the finance ministry would reduce that debt.
But that's
was a smaller mission.
That it's part of a larger game plan. It's already the Council of Eminent Persons already said it's a 100-day game plan. They will come up with a plan for both the revenue as well as balancing the books. So there is an issue of the budget and so on and so forth. But at this point in time, the need for transparency, the political imperative for transparency is very great, especially with regard to 1MDB, because the rot in the system is
Correct.
So deep.
Correct.
And if it's true, and I think Guan Eng actually just follows on Tun Dr. Mahathir's own statements about debt levels and so on and so forth, is just making the case for the evidence that Pakatan Harapan government has on the state of the real economy, not that which is imagined by the Najib administration.
No, I agree. But the thing is, and I'm on Andy Mukherjee's side here, this whole reform agenda is correct and appropriate, but it comes at a time when Malaysia is caught in the turbulence of big global volatility, right? And the three things that the Pakatan government, Harapan government, has renounced since its win in the G14, removing GST, return of the fuel subsidy structure, as well as this whole issue about making life more easy for the people. It sets back Malaysia's fiscal deficit targets of parity by 2020. It also means that the possibility of the Bank Negara raising interest rates by the end of the year is probably going to be pushed into 2019. What
are we make it sound like the previous government was on track?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
But what I'm saying is that this whole reform agenda could potentially be derailed by the global volatility happening in the market today.
Okay, look, there's an important distinction to be made here, and one that Lim Guan Eng himself has made as well. Okay, and this actually ties in with a WhatsApp that we got from an anonymous listener, who says, and I quote, Lim Guan Eng as finance minister or chief minister is known to shoot from the hips, but he did not hide the fact.
From the hip, I think.
But he did not hide the fact what the Najib regime did to impact the economy. Now, there's a distinction to be made here, because because even in Lim Guan Eng's statements over the last couple of days, or over this past week, he has said that the economic fundamentals of Malaysia remains strong. So what's in question here is not the economy of Malaysia. Let's make sure we put that to rest. It's about the books, okay? The federal government's books, you know, debt levels, servicing capabilities, etc. That needs to be cleaned up. Now, there's a spectrum of responses to that. Some say that it's just creative counting, creative accounting. Others say that there was willful deceit. Wherever you lie in that spectrum, but moving forward, the fundamental question still remains. If this debt is still 1 trillion ringgit, how are you going to service that debt?
It is that vacuum of information which the markets are responding to. I think by and large, fund managers, they know that Pakatan is going to be good for the country on a long-term basis. In the meantime, though, they're selling down Malaysia, along with a slew of other reasons, because they don't have that information. And right now, we know that GST is going to be gone 1st of June. We know that SST is going to be reinstated June, July, earliest, right? In that 1 or 2 months' time, we don't know. So what do fund managers do? They just sell down, right? So they need to protect investor capital, and that's what they do.
Because they're not the only stakeholders in the new Malaysia. We're coming up to the top of the hour. They'll be back with the opening numbers on the stock market and more analysis. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with the Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.